Day 1. Relax and succeed. Hello, darlings. It's Julie Renee, and I'm here to guide you on your path to activating your law of attraction acceleration. Relax and succeed. Today, you begin the process of expanding your reality. This expansion is an exciting and joyous process and progression. The program is uncomplicated and enjoyable. It requires only a willingness on your part to move into the more expanded, open consciousness. There are 6 super simple steps you can follow that will sustain you through this exciting period. You will experience changes in your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual states. Do your best and forget the rest. That was 1. 2, love the life you have and develop a practice of gratitude in all areas of life. 3, happiness, joy, and bliss are the best fuel for amplifying your mock-ups. 4, same time every day. Automate your practice and make it rock-solid routine. 5, be clear and concise. Leave out all those descriptive negatives. Avoid convoluted mock-ups that decrease your power. 6, have fun, make it believable and real. All right, let's go a little deeper into those concepts. 1, your best. At any given time, your best varies. When you are feeling fantastic and in the flow, you will be creating some amazing stuff. When you are in a moment of being stuck or broken down, learn to develop an attitude resembling the flow of water off a duck's back. You can bet you'll have a full range of feelings and emotions while opening to your abundant life. Let judgments about what you can't do fall away. Just stick to the program. Thus, we start with our course motto: do your best and forget the rest. 2, an attitude of gratitude. When you adopt the attitude of gratitude, you begin to focus on what is working in your life. Whatever you focus on expands. Gratitude is an incredible stimulant for amplifying the effects of manifesting change rapidly. Play the gratitude game with the playfulness of Twister. Go through your day noticing how perfect everything continues to come together in the most remarkable ways. Notice and be grateful for all the folks who assist you in your living and your magnificent life. Make a habit of sending little love notes, thank you notes dripping with love, validation, and appreciation. Notice how the world responds to your love and gratitude. Then you will experience your love waiting for you wherever you go. And you know, when you experience your love waiting for you, that's the real power of manifesting rapidly. I'd like you to take a pen and paper out now or use your guidebook and list 10 things that you're grateful for. We'll just give you a couple minutes of music to do that.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. And now we're going to do the same thing again, but this time we're going to take that guidebook again or that piece of paper and pen. And what I'd like you to do is name 10 people in your life who you could send a card of love and appreciation to today. Write 3 notes today and mail them. So don't strain about it. You can just take a little thank you note out, just a sweet little card, or you can write something, you can write a book. But I want you to really just get that gratitude and appreciation flowing and get it flowing right now. The fastest way to generate a miracle is to get you into the state of bliss. When the body is in a high vibration, for an example, the frequency of love and joy, you are in the energy vibe matching your divine state. A surefire way to get poor results and sabotage your formulation is to create a mock-up while sitting in an emotional breakdown state of fear or anxiety. Nothing miraculous happens when you are feeling down and dirty. Dr. David Hawkins, MD, PhD, is a recognized expert in kinesiology. He attunes himself through muscle testing to measure the vibrational value and meaning of various information and groups. His fame has risen in recent years as a noted researcher, author, and lecturer. Dr. Hawkins' fact-filled book, power versus force gives us a good guide to emotions and the energy values associated with them. Here are some interesting numbers to be aware of when setting your space for abundance. The energy vibration of shame, 20, guilt, 30, apathy, 50, grief, 75, fear, 100, pay attention, desire, 125, anger, 150, pride, 175, so pay attention, courage, 200, neutrality, 250, willingness, 310, acceptance, 350, reason, 400, love, 500, miraculous creation is possible, joy, 540, peace, 600, enlightenment, 700 to 1,000. Think about the emotional condition you are in when generating mockups. When you are in a survival phase, your energetic signature will naturally read extremely low. As you progress through the next 21 days, you will clear and open to generating through elevating your vibrations into the happiness and celebration space. I have a question for you. What were the emotions associated with your decision to invest in yourself and your future and enroll in this abundance course? I want you to write that into your guidebook. So just go ahead and state the emotion. And then from the list I just gave you, put the energy value down. For now, I suggest you just get yourself into a happy mood just prior to your meditation. So how do I do that? Well, you can chant. You can listen to classical or happy music. You can laugh, play with your children or your family pet. Breathe in lovely essential oils. Enjoy a visit to your favorite natural space. Do what it takes to move up on the ladder of emotions to love, joy, and happiness. Now, once you've done one of these activities, I want you to come back to this guidebook, and there's a space right here to note where are you on the scale of emotions. And you can also do it as you're reading the lesson. So I'd actually like you to write in after you've done one of these activities and one right now as you're reading this guidebook. So write them down. Develop a daily habit. We first make our habits, then our habits make us. That's a quote from John Dryden. By doing this program every day at the same time, same time, same time. Let's have that be a chant. I'm doing it at the same time. Listen, I am telling you this over and over again because I want you to log it into your brain. So say it with me, same time, same time. The reason I say that is I will say that consistently. I see the people who win big in this program, who really come out on the other end of it, are disciplined and do the course at the same time every day. They've automated it and a rhythm starts happening in their body. Something just miraculous starts kicking in. So really, really make it a habit. Same time. you will set yourself up to be a winner. Any aspiration that is worthwhile will require your wholehearted intention and commitment. Athletes and leaders alike practice a disciplined regime in order to achieve their outstanding results. Most folks don't realize that meditation, just like athleticism, improves with practice. If you pump iron, you know that over time with daily workouts, your muscles will eventually get stronger and bigger. To train for a marathon, you must take on an ordered routine as well as a planned practice schedule. Only with discipline and preparation will you succeed in your quest. Within a few short days of commencing your practice of meditation, you will begin to feel the wonderful health benefits that come with the regular practice of this highly effective meditation. It's an active meditation, same time every day. Now, take that pen out. In your guidebook, there's a place, "My meditation time is," and now with absolute complete conviction, write it down. Of course, if you have to change it at some point during the class, well, so be it. But right now, I really, really want you to get it firmly in your head that you're sticking with the same time every day. Yes, if you miss it, you know, there's an emergency, then do it at another time. But you schedule it, so you make it happen. So maybe if it's really like your schedule is so unpredictable, you got to get up at 5 in the morning to do it at the same time, then do that. Do what it takes to make this happen. Be clear and concise. Did you ever notice how easy it is to listen to someone who is clear and concise? These individuals are able to command people's attention. They say exactly what they mean. These individuals know who they are, what they stand for, and what they are committed to. They are refreshing to listen to, and you feel excited and energized by their communication. Now, think about a person you know who spends a lot of time telling you about all the things they don't like or don't want. Get someone in your mind that fits this description. My guess is you will eventually feel drained and exhausted listening to this type of speaker. I'm not saying that they aren't wonderful individuals, but I am pointing out that the energy associated with the descriptive negatives is much like the useless energy of a dog chasing its tail or a hamster on a wheel. This communication goes absolutely nowhere productive. If this is your style of communication, you will remain on the hamster wheel of impoverished behaviors that sabotage even your best efforts. If this is your pattern in life, I encourage you not to be overwhelmed. You are going to get it and move forward with your communication approach. Be gentle and firm with yourself. Create extra time upfront to practice writing out your mock-ups. Through the duration of the course, continue cleaning up and refining your intentions. I believe in your capacity to heal. I do. And I'd like you to say that too. I believe in my capacity to heal. I believe in my capacity to heal. So you can totally do this. But remember, if you have had this speech pattern for a long time, it may take some discipline and practice to move into more powerful ways to articulate your dreams. Once you have made the change to speaking in clear and concise terms, you will never, never go back to the old way. I have another question for you. Are you currently in the habit of the dog-chasing tail communication style? I just want you to check yes or no. And if your answer is yes, and actually for everybody, I'd like you to sign, "I commit to communicating with clear and concise speech," sign and date. and that's in your guidebook. Go ahead and write that out if you don't have the guidebook in front of you. I commit to communicating with clear and concise speech. Sign and date. Thank you. Alrighty. Believable. As you shift to your new paradigm of abundance and prosperity, you must have believable mock-ups. If they feel like a wish list, you are not on the right track. Create 4 mock-ups. These are intentions for your future. So right now, take out that pen and paper or use your guidebook, and there's plenty of room for these notes. I want you to make 4 mock-ups right now, your intentions for your future. And we'll come back in a minute here. We'll give you some music.
Thank you.
Try on your mock-ups one by one. Imagine that you have them. Take each of your mock-ups for a test drive. And so as you look down your list of four, I want you to put a check mark. Does your body feel uncomfortable? So just try out those four. Do you feel uncomfortable? Does your body feel uncomfortable? And then the other way I want you to check this out is check with your emotional body. So first you have your physical body. A lot of times we'll feel in our physical body, we'll feel it in our gut. Our gut will feel funny. And then in your emotional body, do you feel kind of squirmy? Maybe you feel it in your heart or you just feel kind of antsy. And I want you to also maybe make a check for the body one and an X for strange or uncomfortable, that squirmy emotional feeling. Okay, and now that you've reviewed that, I want you to really be thinking about this. We want it believable. So it's got to take you to the edge, but it's got to be believable. You are the only one who has to know that the mock-up you set up for yourself is possible. If your body doesn't register that the mock-up is true in the future, you're stretching farther than your believability factor will allow you in the present moment. So I want you to look at those mock-ups again, and if there's anything where it just doesn't feel like it could go to truth, like you just feel too squirmy or it just feels like it's something that you're making up out of your head and you've said it over and over again, but when you sink into your body, you don't feel it, I'd like you to rework it, back it down a little bit, because you can always, once you've accomplished one part of it, you can come back and create the next level of breakthrough. So possibly for many in the money realm, twice your current income or prosperity is the ability that you have right now. So that's pretty normal when you start this. This is not your last chance to create a mock-up. Accomplish your first breakthrough in thinking big. Then take the next step and go bigger. Pace yourself. If you don't believe it, this realm isn't possible for you in this moment. What the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. Very important. This is a fantastic and powerful program that works incredibly well by following the protocol exactly. When practicing the meditation, you will have difficulty if you deviate from the initial setup and clearing meditation and the completion. Please, I just urge you, do not cut corners or think that daydreaming is meditation. It just won't work. The plan is set. You are now well prepared to progress into your 21 days of practicing the principles of the law of abundance. Let go of being perfect. Remember, this is a practice. Just do your best and forget the rest. As you validate and embrace your life, the life you are living, more wonder and more goodness will be attracted to you. Follow the steady stream of gratitude in all areas of life. Remember, prior to meditation, get into a happy, joyful state of mind. When your emotions are high, your mock-ups are fully funded. Regular practice time will really make you unstoppable. So automate your practice. Make it a rock-solid routine. Be clear and concise. For into the universe, speaking powerfully has its advantages. Have it fun, make it real and believable. All right, now you're going to go to your guidebook and you are going to write out 8 powerful mock-ups. Create them as clear and concise and believable as possible. And we're going to stop the lesson at this point with a blessing. So you'll go right into your mock-up writing. And then from there, you will go and take out your course CD. And you will begin your first meditation today, day one. So we're going to end with a blessing. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens in this grand 21-day Law of Abundance Acceleration be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with peace, health, vitality, abundance, and joy. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!